Just a couple of weeks ago, we looked into the future of African-American publishing, but when it comes to buying books, it's hard to choose just one. Well, a new collection of writings by African-American authors and essayists has just been released, which could solve your book-buying dilemmas. Professor Gerald Early is the editor of Best African-American Fiction and Best African-American Essays, and he joins us now at News and Notes. Welcome, Gerald.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, the books were released on Inauguration Day. I don't know if that was significant or not. Tell us if it was, and what inspired these collections?
Well, these collections I had been thinking about for a long time. I had been talking about it with my agent for some time about doing something like this. The big fear was that no publisher would be that interested in it because they wouldn't think that the collection could be sustained over a period of time doing it every year. But Bantam believed it, and so we ultimately made a deal with Bantam to do it. The date wasn't really significant. I mean, the date turned out to be significant, but we had set the date a long time before, and we were just hoping that Obama would win so the date would really have some significance, but it was all an accident. It turned out well, though.
Now, we've had anthologies before, obviously, but the new thing about this anthology is that you're going to try to publish it annually. How difficult do you think that is likely to be?
I don't really think it's going to be that difficult. I really do think there is enough quality African-American writing being generated that it can sustain this series without too much of a problem. We, in the fiction volume, for instance, we not only do short stories, but we also publish excerpts from noted novels that have come out during the period that the book is covering. And with the essays, it's very broad where we search to find good writing, blogs and other kinds of places. And so when you really scour the field, there's a lot of good writing out there. I was surprised when we did these volumes how much good writing is out there.
You know, you talk about in the introduction to the essays book that we write, black people write nonfiction, but there's a question as to whether we read nonfiction or fiction more, is there?
Well, I would tend to think that there are periods of time when black people would read more nonfiction than fiction. Right about now, I think fiction may actually be more popular than nonfiction. Generally speaking, women read more fiction than men, and women, certainly black women, would read more fiction than black men would read. But on the whole, I think right about now, fiction would be more popular. We discovered with the essay writing that because of Obama's campaign and everything, he generated a lot. He was himself a subject of a great deal of writing among African Americans. And not only he himself, but also a lot with politics more generally because of his campaign.
Now, let's talk about the essay collection, as a matter of fact, because you have works there by people like Walter Mosley, Michael Eric Dyson. I even spotted an essay by the president himself. But what topics are primarily covered in these essays, if there is such a thing as a primary topic?
Well, the guest editor for the volume, and each year the volumes will have a guest editor, Deborah Dickerson, decided to lay out the book and categorize the essays. So there's a section on activism and political thought, which is a pretty large section. There's a section that deals with gay African Americans. There's a section on international. There's a section dealing with sports and entertainment, a section on friends and family and the like. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that every year it will be broken up in this way. As the guest editor, she had the right to classify the essays as she wanted to, and this is how she wanted to do it. The guest editor for the upcoming volume of 2010 is Randall Kennedy, and he may have an entirely different scheme. But the criteria was always that the essays just had to be good, interesting, lively, something that people would want to read, and that was somehow taken together would give people a sort of snapshot of what black people were thinking at the particular point that the book was published.
You know, it's very interesting you should mention that, because the book the American Essays book begins with the chapters on friends and family. And the very first essay written by Emily Bernard is one called Fired: Can a Friendship Really End for No Good Reason? I read this with great interest because this is something that I would think could touch an awful lot of people.
Yeah, it was a very it's a very powerful essay about having, you know, she has this friend and, you know, the friendship just kind of falls apart and is perplexing as to exactly what happened with this friendship. And it's a friendship between a black person and a white person. And so she's going back and forth about her thinking about what happened with this friendship. Yeah, I would think that that would be something that would strike a lot of readers. One of the reasons we arranged the book in this way was that we wanted to start out with some essays that were sort of personal and would kind of hook the reader into the volume.
Something else that you done that you wrote in your introduction, which caught my eye, you put in a definition. Actually, you called it a point of clarification. What is an African American? And I thought that was curious. Why you felt the need to explain what an African American is?
Well, I thought that people might ask, might want to know, you know, like, what do you mean by African-American? What is that? Well, you know, Deborah Dickerson, when she did the essays and she turned in her manuscript to me with the essay, she told me at the time, she said, I don't even know if all these people are black. And it actually turned out that some of the people aren't black. And she said, I just liked these essays. And, you know, I just thought they were really discussing some really interesting and powerful stuff. I just wanted to make clear that insofar as what we're doing with this volume, we're being as elastic as possible in defining African American. So it meant anyone who's writing in English and who published something that was published in the United States that has any kind of African background or Caribbean background or anything, any kind of diaspora background. And Deborah was open to saying, well, you know, there were a couple of essays by people who weren't African-American I wanted to include that I thought were important. Doesn't necessarily mean that every guest editor will feel that way, but it was certainly fine with me that she did, and we included those essays.
Well, it certainly was fine with you because I'm reading from your book here. This is what you said about non-African-American writers. Quote, I have learned over the years as much about African-American life from non-African-American writers as I have from African-Americans. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've read some very important books. I mean, there have been some very important scholars, you know, in my field, which I deal with African-American studies. There have been some very important non-African-Americans who have written in that field and who've done tremendous pioneering work in that field and who were important. And I've learned a great deal from them as a result. I feel no reason to discriminate against them in any way. I remember that John Hope Franklin once told me that in the South, African-American colleges, he said, were these what he called were integrated, so he called them these islands of civility. I like to think of the volumes that we're putting out as sort of islands of civility where, you know, lots of people can, you know, be shoulder to shoulder.
Gerald Early, thank you very much. Good luck with this project.
Thank you very much.
Gerald Early is the editor of Best African American Fiction and Best African American Essays. He is also a professor of English and African American Studies at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. He joined us from the studios of Washington University. That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.